Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we're super happy to have you here. And if you've been listening and enjoying for a while, I would be super grateful if you would please take a moment to give us a review on Apple Podcasts. It's one of the best and simplest ways to pay it forward and help others find the show so that they too can tap into the powerful perspectives and positive vibrations we are collectively emanating. The other unique and magical way to share this show is by sending any friends you think would benefit from listening to this podcast our Game with the Universe link at positivehead.com/game. Also listed in the show notes, which will serve them up a quote-unquote random episode when they click it. Just instruct them before clicking the link to close their eyes for a moment and sincerely ask the universe to cue up the episode that contains the insight and perspectives that they most need to hear at this point in their life journey, and then click to listen to whatever episode is synchronistically served up to them. I have heard time and time again from people about the incredible results they received playing the game, so just tell your friends, magical results are guaranteed or their karma back. Greetings and salutations, positive heads. Here we grow again. So happy to be with you on this magical Monday. We are doing it. Doing it and doing it well. Yeah, it's rainy here in Southern California. I actually like the rain. It's any drama in the weather, you know, California, Southern California can be pretty predictable. So whenever we get any rain, and I grew up in Virginia, as many of you know or may have heard at some point, I'm sure I've mentioned it a dozen times at least. And there, you know, we get all the four seasons where I lived. So, you know, having been in California for what, almost, well, about 20 years now, I, you know, kind of miss all the drama in the weather. So for some people, it makes them depressed. For me, I don't know. I just like it. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't want it all day, every day, but it's nice to get a little bit of, a little bit of different energy flowing around, and it's kind of cozy. Great time to turn on the fireplace and pretend like it gets cold here. I mean, in the 50s it's cold for here, but anyway, I digress. Let's get into today's episode. Really, really glad to connect again, share again, grow again. So before I jump into the topic of today, we're going to talk about synchronicity. And I mean, something that we always talk about or sprinkle in, there's synchronicities so often. And there's, of course, something I love to share and hear stories of from my soul share guests, et cetera. But today we're going to talk a little bit about what they mean and why they happen and why they seem to be increasing for a lot of us. So I thought that would be a really fun thing to explore. Before I dive into that topic, oh, and I'm going to start it off with a really magical thing that happened to me the other night. But before we dive into that, I would like to take a moment to read a review on iTunes. You guys know I love my iTunes reviews. Not only do they help us to reach new people, but certainly fuel my fire to continue this labor of love. And we're getting, wow, just looking here, we're at 997 reviews. So I'm crossing really close to that 1,000 mark. So those of you who've been holding out, you can be the thousandth reviewer, whatever that means. You get a prize, maybe. You get the honor of being the 1,000th review. I know it's an honor to me to have you all take the time to do it. So getting very close there to that benchmark, if you will. But this one came in a few weeks back by Gray's Luck, and Gray's Luck said, 5 stars. This podcast is amazing. Every time I listen to an episode, I'm reminded that I'm not going on this journey alone. I am 26 years old and I moved to Guam from Colorado a year and a half ago. I was living with my mother when I decided to move, and I was in a severe depression. At the time, it was a particularly hard state of mind to move through because I knew what spirituality was. I had dabbled in meditation and listening to Abraham Hicks, but after being badly assaulted, I turned to alcohol and got a DUI. Everything fell apart and my entire mental state collapsed. I went down a very dark hole. I remember thinking to myself that I was literally in a deep, deep dark hole in the ground and everyone else was way at the top where the light was shining. I never thought I would get out. I ended up calling my sister, who is in the Coast Guard. I don't know why I decided to call, but I knew I had to. It felt so right, and I knew something good was going to come of it. She flew me to Guam 2 months after I called. Oh man, has my life changed. It was hard at first, but I slowly began to wake up. I remembered Abraham Hicks and remembered who I was. I now listen to Feel Good on YouTube and Instagram, Shaman Durek, and the Positive Head Podcast. I love both of those. Both of those guys have been guests on the show. I would recommend checking out my soul shares with them. They're great. Anyway, let me finish here. I meditate and I eat a clean diet. I love life again, and it makes taking care of myself a joyous process. Anyways, I love listening to this podcast because it reminds me that there are lots of people who are on the same wavelength as me. It can feel very lonesome. Sometimes I feel like a weirdo when I'm surrounded by military people, even when I mention a small thing like meditation, let alone all the other crazy things. Thank you for keeping the podcast going, Brandon. You are an awesome soul. Aw. Well, thank you for taking the time to review Gray's Luck, and so glad that you're doing better. You've sort of come out the other side of that dark night of the soul, right? And it's sort of a rite of passage that many go through, most go through at some point, and in some way, shape, or form, their own version of that. And I'm so happy to hear that you have, you're finding your way out the other side, and I know you're stronger for it. And we're doing it. You're doing it. All right. So speaking of magic and things that would make people in the military maybe roll their eyes, I've got a story for you. Boy, have I got a story for you. So you guys have heard me talking about the Mystic Manor and for a long time now, I've been talking about doing a video production show. I've probably had 5 intuitives come on the show over the last few years, or off the microphone at times. I can't kind of remember. My life bleeds into what's recorded and what's not. I don't quite always remember. But I probably had 5 intuitives in the last, several years tell me, wow, you're going to do something in video. It's going to reach a lot more people. And of course, feeling that calling to do that. I have, considered even, doing a traveling version of the show, and called Optimistic is what I want to call it. MYSTIC. And I kind of went first. I really wanted to do a late night style talk show, all consciousness related, conscious artists, conscious guests, that whole format. Then I just kind of thought about, okay, well, I want to do a traveling version of the show where I go to locations and sort of do my interview stuff. Styles in different settings, and started to kind of go down that path about a year ago. But that takes a lot to travel with a crew and everything. And then it kind of came back around to the late night style show a few weeks ago, and I got really excited about it. And then a bunch of synchronicity unfolded to kind of let me know, like, yeah, this is the path to go, and now is the time. And So with that being said, and you guys can go back and hear me talk about it on some of the recent episodes. This whole thing is unfolded with this incredible property in Venice Beach, California, which is right near the LAX airport, which is great for, having soul share guests, interviews come through. A lot of the, biggest names and most influential people in the transformational community, of course, are flying through Los Angeles. And Venice has really become a hub for transformation and consciousness, and definitely a beacon on the planet right now. And so, things are unfolding quickly for to look in moving into this house in the spring, spring, maybe early summer, and having you guys come through. It's a 6-bedroom house, and having a room that's just for UP heads. So you get to come through, have a retreat, a few days of transformation with, a day with me, a day with, a couple other people that I'm working out all the details of it now. Possible plant medicine as an option for those who are interested in that. And then being on the show, the video show is going to be out of the house. So the Mystic Manor, the show Optimistic, we have one of you guys is there and gets to come on at some point in the show, having my interview style, person there, but all in the house and setting up the house for this purpose to be a retreat and, sort of the stage for Optimistic. And so super excited about doing this and then having live music at the end and actually showing the artist performing. So this is starting to come together and couldn't be more excited about it. And so here's the, oh, and by the way, for any of you who are interested, I'm starting to sort of create a list of people who are interested, I'll have more details on, you know, pricing to come and stay for the week, and maybe even where you can split it with a friend, and you know, that way it's a little more cost effective. My aim is to make it as cost effective as possible for you guys to come and, you know, get a week in Venice living with me and everyone who's part of the show crew and, you know, my son, and it'd just be awesome and to have sort of and integrate you into the show, right? So super excited about this idea, and I've had a bunch of you already reach out to let me know that you're interested in potentially participating. Any of you who haven't reached out, please do so. You can drop me an email, brandon@positivehead.com, and just say, hey, I'm interested in, you know, potentially coming to the Mystic Manor sometime in the coming year or so. Like I said, it'd probably spring, summer until I would even start living there, and then the show would begin, and then, you know, people would start coming on a weekly basis. Yeah, there'll probably be 36 of you over a year is what it's looking like. That would, so 36 spots that I'll have. So anyway, send me your information. So that way, when I have more details, I can send them, you know, let you guys all know about it. And start kind of scheduling and lining people up. But, once again, brandon@positivehead.com. And I'll get back to you at some point. But yeah, they really, here's something really cool. So a few days ago, I'm having a conversation with my brother about, you know, relocating from, you know, right now where I live is in Costa Mesa, California. My office for my travel company is in Costa Mesa, California. So I live really close, and a lot's going on with that too. A lot of very exciting things and developments and growth with that. And I was talking to my brother, you know, about, who's my business partner with the travel company, about relocating to Venice to start shooting the show, you know, here in the coming months. And, you know, it's about a 45-minute drive to the office from Venice, whereas now I'm like less than 10 minutes. He's like, oh, are you sure you want to do that now? We have so much growth and things that are happening here. And do you want to be that far away? And I'm, you know, I told him, look, no, I it's time. I'm doing this. Like, I need to do this. But he's sort of like, you know, sort of putting in the seed of doubt, like, oh, maybe it's a little premature. Why don't you wait a little longer, you know, until it's easier for you to not be coming into the office as much for the travel company. And so we sort of had this whole conversation, and, you know, it got me thinking about it a little bit. Oh, is it premature? I don't think so. I feel like I should. I feel like it's time, and a lot's unfolding to show me that I should continue to follow these threads of energy, right, that continue to develop. But he sort of is you know, planting a small seed of doubt. So I'm contemplating it later that evening a little bit. I get a phone call from my son, just a call to talk to me about something. And he's just got in his car and is driving and calls me. Right. And so all of a sudden, as he gets in the, you know, the conversation starts, we say a few words to each other, and all of a sudden it switches. I'm wearing my AirPods. Sorry. I'm wearing my AirPods, you know, talking to him. And all of a sudden it goes from him talking to me to like, I'm listening to music on, you know, Spotify or something, like, and it's playing this song, and starts playing this song, you know, that I feel like I'd heard at some point, but I didn't really know and identified. And I figured identified it later because my son knew what it was. And it was like living like a rock star. I feel just like a rock star. It was a lyrics that it was like playing, right? And turns out, you know, I told my son about it. He's like, oh yeah, that's Post Malone. Da-da-da. You know, I looked it up later, and pretty interesting. Talks about Jim Morrison in the song, who is from Venice Beach, right? So this song starts playing, and I'm like, what just happened? I went from talking to my son to hearing this living like a rock star thing blaring in my ears. And then I all of a sudden it switches from that. Instead of switching back to my son Bradley, it switched to a conference. It was like, the best way I can describe it, it sounded like there was a room of maybe 25 people, and there was a main person on the stage talking to the 25 people, but it was pretty intimate, you know, a gathering, not like hundreds of people, right? And then someone stood up and said something to, you know, was talking to the host, the guy on stage, and then they were saying, you know, to the host, they were like, yeah, you know, if I move to LA, and then he goes, no, 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 no. He just stopped her, and he was like, no, no, no. Not if you move to LA, when you move to LA. You are moving to LA. And then, you know, and of course, Venice is in LA, right? For those who don't know. And then the crowd's like, yeah, yeah, and starts laughing and cheering. And then it cut back to my son, like, hello? Hello? Are you there? And I'm like, what just happened? You know, it went from I'm living like a rock star to this, like, big like exclamation point on you're moving to LA, you know, just hours after this conversation and this kind of seed of potential doubt was sowed, you know, and it was just like, what just happened? And I'm like, were you playing music in your car? Like, he's like, no, you know, and certainly wasn't listening to a conference, right? And so it was just a wild, like, tying together of magical synchronicity. And, you know, who, where that came from, how it happened, I don't know, but it was... it was magical. And so, yeah. So those of you who've been thinking about coming, it's feeling very, very meant. So hopefully I'll see a bunch of you there. And it was just very inspiring. It was a fun, you know, I have a lot of stories, magical stories happen. That's the first time I've had sort of my phone conversation get hijacked in a message. And it, the way it was like, you know, weaved together was cool because it went from talking to a song to a conference and then back to talking. It was like, whoa, someone just stitched this thing together. Like, what? Once Bradley told me, you know, what the song was, and then looking up the lyrics, I loved seeing, you know, sprinkled in those lyrics. I mean, because it's a hip hop song and he's referencing a rock star, Jim Morrison, who, you know, from The Doors, if you guys haven't ever seen the movie The Doors by Oliver Stone, by the way, really good. And it all takes place in Venice Beach. That was where it, like, where he sort of launched from. So I thought that was another little level layer of synchronicity there. But yeah, magic is real, everybody. So let's get into talking about what does it mean when we get these synchronicities? Like, is it, and I've talked about this before, it's like sometimes I've found with things, it's just like you're starting to notice the threads of connectivity and they don't necessarily have some deep, profound meaning like I need to do something or not. Or, you know, I've heard people say, and that's just my observation over time. A lot of times I think it's because you are on the right track. You are in a state of high vibration. And so you're noticing the synchronicities. Whereas if you're sort of maybe very depressed, like our, you know, reviewer was, I'm imagining they weren't seeing a lot of synchronicity when they were in that deep, dark hole they talked about. Right. And as you sort of get into an elevated vibrational state, you start noticing the threads of connectivity. Sometimes they're leading you a certain place. Other times they're just reflections of the connectivity of all the things around you, right? And sort of a wink like, yeah, you're in a high vibrational state. Keep it up. You're rendezvousing with, you know, this greatest and grandest version of yourself in a sense, right? And that's what it's come to mean for me. And I think sometimes people, you know, can get really, you know, trying to read into the meaning beyond that. And it's like, no, you know, because you're seeing these reflections around, it's just like you're on a good path. There's nothing more that you need to do based off of that input, right? And then sometimes you have more explicit, like in this case, it goes beyond synchronicity. This is like somehow my, you know, AirPods got hijacked and with a message from, I don't know, spirit guides, higher self, who knows what's at play there, you know, and that's like a little different. That's getting even more like, okay, I'm trying to stamp and reiterate the path that you should take here, right? So you have these different levels of magic that unfold. And I think, you know, I see synchronicities every day. And a lot of times they're just those reflections, right? And I've had people reach out to me before and say, wow, Brandon, you know, you share so much of that on the show and I'm not seeing that much synchronicity and wish I was. And it's like, you know, what I would say is anyone who's thinking that or feeling that, look at yourself and say, okay, I imagine your state of vibration has been, you know, you're dealing. I saw a quote the other day and it said, something like they did a study and found out like 90% of our thoughts are negative, you know, and I didn't see, you know, who made that study and where it came from, but it was pretty telling. Like if there's any truth to that. And I think if you took the public as, you know, I'd imagine this group is different than that overall, but in general consensus of people on the planet, it probably is a very high percentage. So if you're in that lowered vibrational state, of course, you're not seeing the threads of connectivity as much or even looking for them or even thinking that they're real. So the first part is sort of being aware that it's a real thing. Second is, okay, now what is my vibrational state? Because if my vibrational state is not in it's not elevated in any way, I'm sort of disconnected from seeing those reflections oftentimes. I can't see the forest for the trees, so to speak. And so I think that's a really important point to consider and understand when you're sort of, you know, trying to make sense. You know, a lot of times it's numbers, right? A lot of people seeing 11-11 and things like that and repeating patterns of numbers. And one of the cool things with that that you can do, once again, it can just be sort of a wink that you are on a good path. You are in a high vibrational state. Keep it up. Kind of thing. You're in the flow. If you're seeing a lot of particular patterns of numbers, you can look those up and see sort of what the meanings are behind them. A lot of times particular, you know, numbers will have a supposed meaning of what is sort of being conveyed to you. And so I think that's an interesting thing to look at when you're seeing number, you know, number synchronicity, to consider if you're seeing the same things. Otherwise, it could just be like, hey, you're on the right, you're in a high vibrational state, and here's a reflection of that. All right, so I decided this would be a great topic to bring in a short video clip, audio clip rather, of Abraham. And this one is titled Synchronicity, about 7 minutes or so, and some really good stuff here. Let's take a listen.
Thank you, Abraham. I have a question about synchronicity, and I believe the dictionary defines the word synchronicity as the coincidental occurrence of events happening at exactly the same time. And I've been thinking about that, and...
Well, that would be wrong, wouldn't it? There is nothing coincidental about the law of attraction's alignment,
right,
of things rendezvousing in the vortex.
Right, because I've noticed that synchronicity probably happens all day, every day, whether we're conscious of it or not.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And that's what we meant earlier when we said, how much fun is it to realize you're having contrast and consciously acknowledge what you've given birth to, and then realize you're out of whack with it. There are two ways you can see whether you're in alignment with what you want. One is by the way you feel. We call that pre-manifestational awareness. Okay. One is the way things turn out. We call that post-manifestational awareness.
Yep.
So what fun it is to feel the contrast and know you gave birth to something that you're not in alignment with, and then to deliberately get into alignment with it, and then watch the improvements relative to that subject because of the alignment that you're offering.
Right.
There is not much fun in creation by default.
Yep.
But there is enormous fun in deliberate creation.
Definitely. What I've noticed from personal experience, and what I've noticed is that when I'm really high up, like on the emotional scale and in alignment, you know, really feeling good, I can easily notice synchronicities. Like, they're everywhere. It's almost like divine timing.
Well, and divine timing is a good way to explain it, because that's what we were talking about. All cooperative components are there and rendezvousing. But another thing really worth helping you to acknowledge is not just about divine timing. It's about you being so in alignment that you are seen through the eyes of Source. So you have clearer view. You're more intuitive. You have greater dexterity and flexibility and timing. In other words, everything about you is fuller and more beneficial.
Right.
It's not just that it's happening for you. It's that you are happening.
Okay.
You become the seer. You become
the exaggerated contrast beats up on me, and I'm not feeling so good. I don't see any synchronicities. Even if I tried to, I don't see.
Because
any
you're blind to them.
Okay.
Well, you don't see those magical synchronicities,
okay,
but you do see the evidence of how you're feeling. Now, we really like the way that you've laid this out, because it helps us to say something so important.
Okay.
So, you are the creator. We're going to give this emphasis because we want you to hear it. You are the creator of your improved experience.
Okay.
And we want to leave it at that. You are the creator of your improved experience. And when you are tuned in, when you have released your resistance so that you're in vibrational alignment, and you have that view, that clear view, where you see the alignment, the synchronicities, the rendezvous,
right,
you're in the right place at the right time, you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, your timing is good. That's who you are and what you were born to do.
Okay.
And when you're out of the vortex, it's just off.
Okay.
So we want to say there is the wellness, which is natural, and the absence of it. But we don't want to call it sickness.
Okay.
There is clarity and the absence of it, but we don't want to call it confusion. There is abundance and the absence of it, but we don't want to call it poverty. Okay. Because we want you to begin to realize that you are creating and you're letting yourself line up with what you've created or not, but in the or not part, it's just the absence of what is wanted. There's not a presence of unwanted things. Okay. Because if there were, you took us to a new leading edge place, never been before in all of the universe. If there were a force of evil, you would notice those synchronicities.
Okay. Wow.
That's not synchronizing. That's just the mess that it is.
Thank you.
Now, of course, when you're in a negative place, that's when you'll stub your toe. But stubbing your toe wasn't a creation. It was the absence of what you'd really created.
Okay. So I guess my question is...
So when your lover leaves you, it isn't that your lover left, it's that your lover didn't stay.
Okay. Yeah.
You're getting a sense of what, in other words, is that in every particle of the universe, there is that which is wanted and lack of it. But there is not a force of good and evil.
Okay.
When you walk into a room, you don't look for a dark switch. Okay. You don't expect to flip some switch and make some inky, misty darkness come in and cover up the light.
Okay.
You know that you could resist the light. But there is no source of darkness. There is no source of evil. There is no source of sickness. There's just creation and not letting it happen.
Okay. All right. So I guess my question is, it's a real quick question. What, it's just a curiosity thing for me, and what would Abraham's definition of synchronicity, like what is Abraham's definition of synchronicity?
Law of attraction's effect on a variety of components of like vibration.
Okay. All right. That's good for me. I'm complete. Thank you.
I love the way she sort of breaks it down so you can get a really clear view of how this sort of works as far as your awareness. She said, you know, two ways you can see if you're in alignment with what you want: the way you feel, which is pre-manifestational awareness, and the way thing turns out, which are post-manifestational awareness, right? Obviously, the more you can get into that pre-manifestational awareness, the more you're going to see things you like in the post, right? So that's really the ultimate aim here. You know, I love her perspective of telling the story of when you've created something that you don't want, right? I've often said it's all about the story you're telling surrounding the event, right? If you're seeing it as a lump of coal, it's going to remain a lump of coal. If you start saying, okay, there's something here for me, why is this happening for me? I know there's a gift in it somewhere. You start now steadily working on, you've now taken the path to transmuting that lump of coal into a diamond, right? And she said, you know, what fun it is to feel the contrast and know you gave birth to something you're not in alignment with, and then adjust, deliberately get into alignment and see the improvements unfold. So what a fun way to look at it, right? What a smart way to look at it. Like, ah, this is fun. I'm seeing something I gave birth to, and now I get to adjust and use this as a way to sharpen my axe, to get better at creating what I want to see next, right? And, you know, she said it very well, not much fun in creation by default, but enormous fun in deliberate creation. When you're feeling good, you're flying high, high vibrational state, all cooperative components are there and rendezvousing, and you are seeing through the eyes of Source, right? You're seeing the way Source, you, your higher self, is merging with your human physical self. You are happening. And of course, like I said, you can't see the forest for the trees when you're feeling low. You become blind to them. You are the creator of your improved experience. It's not happening to you. It's happening through you. And resistance is really the key, right? And when you're, what you resist persists. I often say when you release resistance, so you're in vibrational alignment, this is how it happens. And this is who you're born to be. You know, I love how the breakdown of, you know, good and evil here, or, you know, bad and good, right? Wellness is natural. Sickness isn't the opposite. It's the absence of wellness, right? Clarity you have take clarity as an example. Confusion is the absence of that. Abundance is the natural way, right? That is your birthright. Poverty is just the absence of it. It's not a force of evil, right? This is just the absence of what you want. If there were a force of evil, you would notice those synchronicities, right? Wow, that's a powerful, powerful perspective, right? There aren't synchronicities around evil doings for you. Your lover didn't leave you, they just didn't stay. There's that which is wanted and the lack of it. Not a force of good and evil. No dark switch in a room that emits inky darkness to take over, right? There's creation and not letting it happen. And that's where this surrendering and trusting and non-resistance comes into play. And then Abraham's definition of synchronicity. Law of attraction's effect on a variety of components of like vibration. Yeah, more synchronicity, please. Yes, please. Sign me up. I hope this has been helpful to understand and explore this fascinating topic that is this occurrence, this phenomenon that is only going to increase. Tell the story that it's going to increase. Be excited about it. This is, you know, I think about it. One of the things that gets me the most excited is thinking about, you know, I know myself well enough to know. And then I can imagine what my higher self in its expanded state, even more powerful and abundant and tapped into source and, you know, intelligent. And so it's like sort of like the super consciousness of who is the avatar Brandon Beecham, right? This expanded, you know, vaster version of me. And I think about what that version would be like. And I know how playful it would be, how fun it would be, how many, you know, as they call it in video games, Easter eggs, where the programmer hides something for you to find that's not really a part of the game. That's like a fun little Easter egg, right? It's hidden and you're supposed to find and find it along the path. And so think about that and get excited. Think about the Easter eggs, the expanded version of yourself, your higher self. I've had many friends talk to me about having experience, one even a few weeks ago, where she was, you know, doing in a hypnotherapy session and had a full blown interaction with her higher self. And she goes, "Oh my gosh, Brandon, she was my higher self. She was so gorgeous and stunning. And her skin was like made of stars and her eyes were so intense. And there was so much wisdom that she shared with me." And, you know, so think of that version of yourself and think of what it would design for you here. How many Easter eggs it's left for you. How many fun little games. How many fun little adventures it's planted along the way. I've always been like super like, you know, playful and somewhat mischievous at times and mostly in a good way. Maybe less at times when I was younger, but certainly grew through any bad mischievous behavior at this point. But, you know, think of all the good mischievous, fun juiciness that your higher self, how many Easter eggs have planted for you, waiting for you to get into vibrational alignment for them to pop up on your trail. For your phone call to get hijacked with some magical message. You know, my son was telling me about a writer, I think he might even direct it, I'm not sure. I know he wrote, I think the guy's name's Alan Moore, if I'm recalling. I could be wrong about that, but he wrote Watchmen, and he's a comic book guy, and he's like 40 years old. He decided, you know what, I'm done with like this normal life. I'm going to go deep into magic and creating magic, and, you know, ended up writing things like Watchmen and invented the graphic novel, I guess, where it's the first time comic books were kind of taken seriously through his writing and a lot of like spiritual stuff in his work. And so my son was telling me about his story and how one of his favorite characters that he wrote made up was some I forget the name of the character, but like this mystical detective, right? And he was saying, he told the story that one day he was at a bar and down the stairs came a spitting image of this made-up pretend character, this mystical detective. Straight out of his comic book, he's like seeing him in the bar coming down the stairs, and he's like in shock, like, oh my gosh, that's him in real life. And he said the character looked over at him, winked, and walked out. Like, what? Like, magic is real, everyone. Like, there are Easter eggs like that waiting for you to be experienced. And if you can raise your vibration by getting excited, pre-manifestation, right? Pre-manifestational awareness that this is a part of your path, these magical Easter eggs that want to hatch and come into your reality. But first, you have to believe and be excited and trust the process and stop focusing on the things that you don't want to see more of, deciding, you know, like he did at 40 years old, screw this, I'm going to become magical, right? You can make that choice at any point in time. Get excited. Your higher self has so much good in store for you that they're in your higher self's brilliance has been planned, waiting for you to catch up with it vibrationally so it can actually appear. That being said, here's a song that makes a lot of sense about making this choice, right? To step up the magic. This is from my good friend Ronit, who she just released. She's a singer, songwriter, amazing artist. She was actually on as a co-host along a while back. Looking back to episode 600, she co-hosted with me. And anyway, amazing singer-songwriter has just released some new music. This is a great track called Visceral. And here's what she actually wrote me about it, describing it. I'll go ahead and share it because it's appropriate for what we're talking about here. Visceral is about the back and forth I experience between feeling hopeless and feeling endless. It's the ups and downs, the emotional roller coaster that I've been riding within my mind. This song was my process of deciding which route I wanted to take on a mental and spiritual level. Would I continue to focus on the negative aspects of my life and what I do not like, or choose to rewire my brain and focus on what I'm grateful for and put energy towards what I want? Visceral is about me finally realizing that I am more than just this human form. I am a spirit. I can take myself to dimensions beyond what's right in front of me. I can bring myself into euphoric bliss through creating music while in a meditative state. This song is that realization. It's me breaking through years of self-hatred and fear to realize that maybe I am indeed visceral. Maybe I can be free from the clutches of my depression and anxiety. Maybe I can be more than I thought I could be. Hope you guys enjoy this as much as I do. She wrote, even produced the track itself, you know, sung the song. So talented, so good. Hope you love it. This is Ronit, R-O-N-I-I-T, by the way, if you guys want to find her music online, SoundCloud or Spotify or wherever. And this is Visceral. Hope you enjoy. Until next time, journey well.